This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Officially summer because we're at the North Dakota State Fair. So now we can say it's summer. It's here. It's arrived, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, everybody. Scott Hennon, live at the location of the North Dakota State Fair. Todd, because he makes everything run around here, is still stuck at the studio. But he'll be here later today at the Game and Fish booth for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. So he'll be here for the cafe a little later on. Gotta look him up. Come and see us.
And we're going to have Stinky there, by the way.
I'm not sure I want to see Stinky. Yeah, I don't generally.
It's it looks like it's a skunk. It's radio controlled.
But it does stink.
It's very it looks like it would. It's very realistic looking too, by the way. So we'll have Stinky running around.
What's the purpose of Stinky?
Well, it's game.
Okay.
Not that I'm going to shoot a skunk, but. Because a radio-controlled deer was probably a little unrealistic, I guess. So.
I thought maybe there was some kind of a game where you had to stay away from the stink when you were around Stinky. what's the business end of Stinky? And
listen to Kate Byer this afternoon, and we'll find out if they've ever developed a purpose for that. I don't think they've. But that's a good point, though. I mean, when you see one of those, don't run up and pet it.
Exactly right. Anyway, we are at the North Dakota State Fair. We're doing something different this year for the fair, and I applaud the good folks of the fair for going along with this idea because we really, you know, we don't know whether it's something you want to come to the fair for or not. We're just doing this to sort of find out. So we're doing the show here today, tomorrow, and Friday. What's on your mind? You know, that's pretty much usual, although it's a little early because the fair really doesn't crank up until midday. You know what I mean? So it's a little bit early. There's workers here and things getting ready, but not a lot of folks here for the show. That's one of the reasons we said, hey, how about if we do an after-the-show show? So we'll stick around, and we'll do some of the topics and things we would normally do on the radio, but we'll do it for an audience at the fair. And they said, sure, you can have the talent stage. They call it the Flickertail stage where the talent show is. And it is between the Midway and the campers, the big white tent that we're always at, which we'll be at Friday for 811 Call Before You Dig Day. Look forward to that. And so it's easy to find. You come in the main entrance. I call it the Holiday Inn entrance, I guess, but you know the main entrance that you come in from the south to the north, and it's really not hard to find. You just go up that main street, and we're between the Midway, all the good food on the edge of the Midway, and the campers and the thing, and there's benches here, and you can stop by and enjoy the show. Now we're gonna have some fun this week. For instance, every day I'll wear a different hat. I'll tell you at the beginning of when I chat with Phil Parker at 8:40. On 550 K-Fire at 8:40 in the morning. We do the need-to-know morning show updates on AM 1100 The Flag at 7:55 and 8:55, and then we do Phil Parker at 8:40, and we do a little preview of the show. So I'll give listeners a little heads-up, and then you come to the fair and say, okay, what hat is he wearing? And if you find me in the hat, I have some MyPillows along. Today, I'm wearing a, do you remember these, Todd? The 2014 K-Fire Tractor Trek? Do you remember?
Yeah. I got one of those.
They're kind of a neon green, I'd say, is the best way to describe that. So Todd will post it up now. You can take a look at it so you can actually see it. Look for that hat. I don't think I'm hard to find today. I really don't. So see if you can find that. And if you find it, and while they last, I got a MyPillow for you at the fair, okay? So I'll be around, obviously, the talent stage until by 1 o'clock each day. With the show and the after-the-show show, and then roaming around the fair, checking things out. So tomorrow we have a big day. Well, first of all, today, after the show, we are going to pick up on a debate we've been talking about on the air related to the drought. And is cloud seeding a procedure done all around the world, and in this part of the world, intended to suppress hail? Is it playing a part in the drought? Some farmers believe yes, and they have some evidence to back that up. Is that accurate? We're going to talk to a farmer that believes that out of Berthold, North Dakota, and successfully argued in front of his county to stop funding cloud seeding. And we're also going to talk again to Neil Bracken, who's the president of Weather Modification. They do this kind of work all across the world, and he's saying, hey, I empathize with people that are going through this situation, but it's not cloud seeding that's causing it. So those two will be here, along with Darrell Lee from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, going to join me as well, and we'll talk some ag issues. They'll be coming up here in a little bit this hour on the program, and then we're also going to do that for the benefit of an audience beginning at 11:30 here at the North Dakota State Fair. So if that interests you, stop by and check that out. Tomorrow, energy, what's in it for me? It is nothing short of staggering if you spend 15 minutes understanding how many different products that are a result of energy. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. In other words, petroleum. You know, ash is another one in coal that we recently heard some very interesting things about as well, and continue to, and of course has had a long history in North Dakota, but there are many. We are going to do a program called North Dakota Energy, What's in It for You, and talk a little bit about that. We've also got the folks from Energy Transfer Partners up to talk about the Dakota Access Pipeline, and the difference that is now making in North Dakota's economy is unbelievable. Ryan Rauschenberger will be here. He's crunching the numbers on all of energy and its impacts on North Dakota. We'll learn about that. Kerry Cutting from the North Dakota Petroleum Council has an amazing presentation about how these worlds, you know, things that you do in your kitchen pertain to what happens in the oil and gas industry. So it'll be fun. It'll be fascinating. Really looking forward to it. We have free What's on Your Mind hats. We have concert tickets, including for the big show. What's the big show this year at the State Fair, Todd? Entertainer of the Year. Really big show. Really, really big show. Big name.
Scott Hennin.
No.
The After the Show
five
show.
Five people wouldn't pay to see that. No. This is the number one talent show that everybody's raving about here at the State Fair. Who is
they're it? They're not raving about you?
No.
Scott.
It's a concert performer, country music, on the big stage. Who is it? Todd is not going to get a hat if he can't answer this question.
I guess I'm not going to get a hat then.
The star performer of the state fair this year?
Well, now some would argue Fergie was the star performer. It's all perspective. So you're thinking Jason Aldean, in other words, right?
Exactly right. That's what I'm talking about, yes. So anyway, we have concert tickets, and what else do we have? Maybe we'll throw out some MyPillows, kind of like Sean Hannity throws out footballs on his Fox News program on TV. Maybe I'll do that. And, I know, a Yeti cooler. We have a $500 awesome Yeti cooler. So lots of prizes tomorrow. That will all take place 11:30 until about 1 o'clock, Dakota Talent Stage here at the Midway. And then Friday, we're going to dig into a topic that is really becoming a jobs juggernaut in North Dakota, the technology behind unmanned aerial systems. UAS are sometimes called, drones are called. Northrop Grumman is here now, a major international defense contractor. You have General Atomics, they're big time. You have Harris, companies in North Dakota because of what's happening here. And so there are all kinds of applications in the ag world and the energy world following pipelines. And so we're going to be tackling that debate on Friday on the big stage right here. So as you can see, we got a lot going on. And I just thought I'd give you a little bit of a preview and really exciting about all that that's happening. So thanks, by the way, to our hospitality sponsor, the good folks at the Sleep Inn. Haley is along because one other thing we're doing tomorrow for the Energy What's In It For You session is a slime station, a little slime station. Yeah. Do you know about the slime craze, Todd? Are you at all familiar with Manny does? I know Manny's doing slime while we're talking, in between taking your calls here on the program. So I know Manny gets it, but are you familiar with the whole slime thing? That slime craze?
I'm not. I've been accused of being slimy, but
no, a different deal. If you have young children, you know about slime. There's glue and all these different products in it, and it's like silly putty almost. I'd say it's like silly putty kind of. Right. So anyway, it is. It's a fun product. Kids are kind of into it right now. I think in that 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 year old range, the kids are into it. We're gonna have a slime station tomorrow. Cause guess what? No petroleum products. No slime. Unhappy kids. You know what I'm saying? So Haley's along.
I suppose you could come up with fake slime, but it would probably not be quite the same, right?
I guess so. Exactly. Wouldn't work. Okay, let's see here. A couple of comments and questions already rolling in, and others welcome here at 800-228-0550. Healthcare, by the way, passed thanks to Mike Pence yesterday after the program, and they got her done. By the way, the vote yesterday, does everybody know what the vote yesterday was about? It was about proceeding to debate. This was Senate lingo and language they use. Basically, you know how they talk about things and then they actually vote on whether or not they can start debating a bill and then voting on that. So yesterday was really just a very simple thing. Should we vote on a new health care plan? Simple as that. And they managed with the help of the vice president to get 51 votes. The United States Senate never ceases to amaze me in its stupidity. It's unbelievable. Meanwhile, Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who is very happy, evidently, with Obamacare, and hasn't talked to enough of you North Dakotans to know how much you dislike it, talks only to people who like it because they got health care for the first time, which is great, but there's a way to get them health care and also not wreck everybody else's health care, which she and President Obama did and own. Okay, so yesterday she's saying, oh, this vote is terrible. These people are going to not have health insurance anymore. It's awful. She's trying to scare you. And all the vote was about is whether or not to vote. You can't make it up, folks. You cannot make it up. Anyway, we'll get to your calls, questions, and comments on those and other topics as we continue. 800-228-0550. Give me a call.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt DeDuser of Marion. At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted frequently for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are usually first found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliates. The economic threshold for soybean aphid is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants in the field. Scout fields from late vegetative to the late R5 growth stage, and don't forget to keep spider mites in mind when scouting. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a take mix application of glyphosate and an insecticide if soybean aphids are not at economic thresholds. Applying insecticides too early may result in a re-invasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I got a call from my brother the other day. Lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what is pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? Same boy, moved to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today by our friends at Delta, one call does it all. Eric is standing by. If you have a need on a drilling site, you're in the oil business, you want to talk to Eric, because a lot of oil companies are talking to Eric, and they're getting it done. turnkey well site solutions. And they sponsor daily our one call, does it all, call of the day. From yesterday's program, you know, we talked, this is very interesting. We asked the question, we said, okay, there's a new poll out that suggests Donald Trump has the second highest rating anywhere in the country right here in North Dakota. What is it that North Dakotans seeing Donald Trump, right? Here's a gold elevator, you know, skyscraper kind of guy. Very different than, you know, North Dakota, aw shucks kind of way of going about things. Yet we're thrilled with him. We he's got second highest approval ratings in the country. He's very well liked. We like what he's doing. Why? And we had some great answers, and this was one of them. Hold on. Can you roll that for me, Todd?
Sorry, the phone had rang, so.
The phone rang. Yeah.
They're buying. Because you got to text me if you're going to text 701-226-8503.
You do, yes.
I decided to do somebody the courtesy of letting them know that, no, I can do text, but I can't do a call through that.
Right. And you can text Todd, but please do text him at 226-8503 or text me at 367-2054 with your comments. And I have some to get to after we play this. Delta One call of the day.
Also, that's what you wanted. Yeah, sorry about that.
Bismarck, what do you like about Donald Trump?
Well, if I had a half hour, I could tell you the whole picture, but one specific thing. In 1952, Lyndon Baines Johnson was a U.S. Senator at that time, and he put a law through that was signed by Dwight D. Eisenhower, muzzling the mouths of the pastors. You have to apply for a 501c3 in order to then be a tax deduction on your federal taxes. And that's because pastors in Texas were exposing Lyndon Baines Johnson as a crude, horrible guy he was. That got passed in 52. In 2009, the National Defense Authorization Act had an amendment to it called the Matthew Shepard Amendment, which then muzzled the pastors' mouths even more. Well, about 3-4 weeks ago, Donald Trump, by executive order, overthrew both of those, so pastors can now tell the truth from the pulpit. That's one remarkable thing most people don't know about.
Yeah, see, now there's an example of something that is not widely known. I know about the Johnson Amendment. I remember him talking about it during the campaign because it's important to me, and I think it has been a bad deal. But it's that caller, you know, could be passionate about 100 different things related to signing the executive order allowing the Dakota Access Pipeline to be built, which, by the way, has meant more rigs, more jobs, more dollars into North Dakota's coffers and your pockets. That one decision right there in North Dakota and allowing the industry to continue to ramp up at a time when oil prices are a little wobbly. But he didn't pick that. He picked the Johnson Amendment. Somebody else is going to pick, another executive order. And this is it. See, folks, he is doing what he said he was going to do. He's taking what he said in the campaign. He is doing it in the real world. And he is unafraid to ruffle feathers and offend somebody and everything else. That's why I like. Pretty amazing. Anyway, that's the one call of the day from Delta. Thanks a bunch. And would encourage you. If you before you make that call, Derek, if you want to find out more about Delta, go online at deltaconstructors.net. All right, here's another call. I like how President Trump is putting America back on its feet. See, this is the other thing that most of the mainstream media misses. Okay, there is a listener right there. When he says, I like how Donald Trump is putting America back on its feet, he believes America's been knocked off its feet. All right? He believes, but see, there's a lot of people in the Senate. There's a lot of people, in the swamp. They think, you know, that we're great. They think of you and I as peasants. You know, they pat you on the head and make you go away. And real people in real America, like that texter, get, hey, this is the guy that's going to put America back on his feet. That's the popular. And the beauty of that is they'll never know. Those in the swamp, I mean, and the Senate is a swamp. Has anybody seen this? We could play it. If we wanted to be entertained, I don't know if we do or not, but Susan Collins, a senator from Maine, had what she thought was a private conversation at the in a committee room with Senator Jack Reed, liberal Democrat from Rhode Island. Okay, And in it, they're like, oh, Trump's crazy. Oh, this is awful. I can't believe this. Can you believe what he did about this? And then she's ripping into some Republican congressman who she said, you know, look at the size of that guy. And he said he wanted, you know, wanted to, yeah, I don't know. If she didn't come around on health care, was going to challenge her to a duel or something. And I don't know. But watch it, find it, check it out. And let me tell you this, folks. When you're listening to it, just think this. Swamp. That's the swamp. Right there. When he says drain the swamp, that's what he's talking about. There's a Republican, a Democrat. There's no difference between the two. None. You know, it's like Trump this and blah, blah, blah. They know better. They know better than you. This is the Susan Collins who voted against a simple question of whether or not to take up health care. Can't make it up. All right, another question. This one's for Todd, actually. Please, please ask the Game and Fish folks when the deer tags will be announced.
Well, we'll do that.
They're always released during the fair. What's the holdup?
Maybe the K-Fire Cafe is the holdup, and we're going to have it at 3 today. Who knows?
Maybe they're just waiting for that. That could be.
You never know.
Okay, so that'll be happening with Todd later. Bruce in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Well, I was driving to work, and I heard you on the radio, and you were talking about Obamacare, and I kind of object to something that you said. And that said, Obamacare is raising everybody else's rates. I was raised a Lutheran, and I was taught that we should help the sick, okay, not kill them. So I disagree. You know, if the Republicans
Bruce, though, are you suggesting that by my saying that the fact that there are higher deductibles, higher premiums, less access to insurance for people is a bad thing, that somehow I'm saying I want people to die? Is that what you're saying?
You know, in a way I am.
Well, that's wrong. With all due respect, Bruce, that's wrong.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, I don't think I am, and I bet there's a lot of people out there that agree with me. You know, my premiums have gone up substantially. My deductible has gone up substantially. But every time I go and see my doctor, I'm not cursing at Obamacare or poor people that are sick and they can't afford insurance. I guess I'm not built that way. I guess my minister did a really good job. You're not going to change my mind here.
I don't want to change your mind, but I don't want to allow you to label me as believing a system that, first of all, the intention of Obamacare was that there are too many people uninsured. That was the concern. Too many people uninsured. So what they did was design a system that just made more people uninsured and had a mandate that doesn't work. It's a failure. I'm not suggesting in that we ought not take care of folks. We do. We do it better than anybody on the planet.
No, we don't.
Absolutely.
Number one, the United States is ranked 37th in the world for health care. We're not number one. Get over
why
that notion.
Why, do they, come, why do they come from all over the world to get health care? When anybody... And they come and they'll pay any price because it's the best health care in the world. Why then if we're 37th?
I'll tell you why they come here. I'll tell you one reason why they come here. Because there's a lot of countries, even though they may have what you guys like to call socialized medicine, they also still have to buy insurance if they want care for things like cancer and heart disease and diabetes
I have one more question for you, Bruce, but I'm going to a break. So if you would, hang on. I want to just ask you one more question. I don't want to debate. I just want to answer to a simple question here on what's on your mind when we come back. Don't go away.
The short-term success of the opponents of the Dakota Access Pipeline are a reason for new legislation in Congress. Congressman Kevin Cramer updates us on that on the next Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
There are companies in states looking at what happened in North Dakota very closely and what continues to happen. And we're passing two bills this week on the floor, one to modify how the certification process of liquid pipelines across the U.S.-Canadian border, as per the Keystone XL experience, and other pipeline bills as it relates to natural gas pipelines across the country in the permitting process. So we're doing all we can to sort of remove the federal barriers, but this legal battle and the PR battle is much easier to demagogue than it is to explain. And so it's important that all forms of media be employed by proponents as well as the eco-terrorists.
More facts on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Congressman Kevin Cramer joins us today. Keep listening for more of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project right here.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
From the North Dakota State Fair, What's on Your Mind, broadcasting live from the talent stage. They must have thought Todd was going to be here, not me.
I was just going to say, then you're at the right stage. I'm glad you found the right place. That's good.
We're between the midway and the campers, big white tent and the campers on one side and midway and the other. Be here all 3 days, and we're doing an after-the-show show as well. So looking forward to meeting you when you're here. Remember, if you find me in the What's on Your Mind hat today, not today, that's tomorrow. Today I have the neon green K-Fire tractor truck. Hat on. And if you find me and say, hey, I spot the hat, I'll throw you a free MyPillow. So come find us at the North Dakota State Fair today, okay? Brought to you in part by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Where else can you fill up at a pump you own? That's right. That's how they do it at PetroServe USA. Customer-owned, people just like you. Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks are part of that now. Have you seen that beautiful new store in Valley City? Oh, my gosh, is that beautiful. It's fabulous. So the next time you need gas, groceries, pop, best cookies in town, and they are the best. Car wash, PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. They have NDSU attire, buy one, get one free, rest of this month and next month. Firewood a buck off. IGOG sunglasses, $2 off. And for the rest of this month, how about this? Pizza Corner Pizza, all flavors, $2 for $11. $2 for $11. All right, we have a debate on what's causing the drought. Some believe that weather modification, cloud seeding, is playing a role. We're going to be doing that in the After the Show show today. So if you're headed for the fair, come join the discussion at 11:30. I'll introduce our guest in just a moment. I just wanted to finish with Bruce in Bismarck. I wanted to ask him one more question. And you mentioned earlier that your premiums for after Obamacare have gone up, that your yes. Deductibles have gone up,
yes.
And yet you are okay with that because
yes.
You see it as taking care of people who now have insurance that otherwise wouldn't have it. So that's how you prefer to, you know, in other words, you're not, the taxes you're already paying, in my mind, are to take care of those who don't have what they need, the poorest among us, and have that safety net. You think everybody should pay higher premiums and higher deductibles to take care of more people that don't have insurance?
No, you're saying that. I'm just telling you, me personally, for me and my family,
yeah.
It doesn't bother me, okay? It really doesn't. It's just, I'm doing what I was taught to do. And that is to take care of, to help take care of the poor and the sick, and I do. Me and my family are very involved in that.
Okay, but there are people, just so you understand, by the way, that's an admirable trait. I think it's a wonderful thing. I think there's many ways to do that. You've chosen one to say, I'm okay with higher premiums and higher health care costs. Mind you, higher deductibles and all of that. Mind you, you being okay with that puts that burden on a whole lot of other people. But
And it's not me putting the burden on people. It's Congress that has put the burden on people, not me.
Well, it's Obama.
I'm willing to carry my share, okay, of the burden. All right.
I'm glad I found the guy in the North Dakota that's okay with Obamacare, and because I think you're one of about maybe 100. You know, in every community they can meet in a phone booth, but there's a few out there. I get it, and it helps me understand why you're saying because it helps other people. So I appreciate your perspective. By the way, it's hurt other people too, so you got to know that. And you are right that Congress needs to fix it. That's what I'd like to see him do right now, without question. All right, one more quick one on this, and then we'll go to our next our promised topic here, Kevin and Cavalier. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'll counter Bruce's argument. If he didn't have higher deductibles, higher premiums, he'd be able to give more to the church. The church would be able to help those people like he said they do. And in the meantime, spread the gospel.
Well said. That's Todd Mitchell clapping. He sounds like he's got a few hundred friends with him there, too. All right, I love it. Thank you. Thank you for the calls, questions, and comments. All right, let's get to our conversation on the drought and cloud seeding and weather modification. We've talked to a couple of different folks about this topic. Daryl Lease and I have been talking about this topic for a while. And Daryl Lease, of course, president of North Dakota Farm Bureau, he's here. Neil Bracken, who's the president of Weather Modification, is here. And also Roger Nesh, who's a farmer at Berthold, North Dakota, is here. Daryl, how are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Thanks for hosting this today and getting some opportunities for people to ask questions later on after the show.
I started receiving phone calls on this a little over a month ago, and you and I talked shortly after that, and your phone is ringing and blowing up over this. This is real right now. Obviously tensions are high because of the drought, but many people are connecting the dots to cloud seeding, aren't they?
Well, and they're asking questions, and there's, you know, there's a couple different things they want to know, and I want to personally thank Neil and Roger for agreeing to do this, because I think the questions have to be asked from both sides. The knowledge has to be gained so that people can make, you know, educated decisions and look at all the facts from both sides when it comes to weather modification. Because the one question that I'm hearing from the concern side about it is, you know, if there's a probability of, say, 20 inches of precipitation because of the number of storms over the years, like we've been in the wet cycle, and if it happens to reduce it, and I'm just using numbers, let's say it happens to reduce it half, so you're down to 10, we're not affected, they're saying. But if the probability of precipitation and the number of storms that come through is only going to allow 10 inches of precipitation, and you cut that in half, now you're hurting us. And so that's from the concern side. The proponent side is, well, what's the cost to the storm damage if we don't do it? You know, and that they feel there's an advantage
to that. What benefit are we giving up?
Yeah, and so those are the questions, some of those things like that, that I hope we can address today and have a great discussion. I love debate. I think debate is healthy. If we can have an honest, open debate and allow opinions and voices and facts to come out, more importantly, that last one of those three, the facts to come out. And, you know, there's debate whether there's real good science on either side of the issue, so we want to get down to that part of it.
And by the way, we will be doing on the same stage at 11:30 today an extensive version of this with Daryl and our two guests here today. We're doing a little preview of that on What's on Your Mind today, and invite the callers to weigh in if you have a question or comment. But I'm going to start with these guests, and you can call us at 258-0550 on What's on Your Mind. Roger, let me start with you. Am I saying your last name right, Nesham? Is that right?
Yeah, Nesham, you're correct.
All right, and you farm at Berthold. Daryl just mentioned, you know, trying to get to the facts of this. What facts do you hang on to the most, sort of black and white, hey, look at this, that leads you to believe this is one of the reasons you have the drought you do?
Well, I'd like to look at just local data right here in my very own farm. And we've had significant hailstorms 18 out of the last 20 years. Last year alone, we had three. And I tallied it up before we came here today. The last hailstorm, I think there was 15 hours of WeatherMod flight time during that hailstorm through a couple or few planes. The hailstorm on June 9th of 2016, there was something along 11. I could check my notes to see for sure. 11 hours of flight time to suppress hail, and that storm was over by Tioga, and it just bulldozed the path all the way from Tioga through the Berthold area and was seeded the whole way. Didn't suppress hail. Massive damage the whole way. I see that, and I've always been a weather guy my whole life. When I was 12 years old, I had a big old camcorder on my shoulder. We'd drive around and chase storms. And you know, you can hear me with my high little voice back in the day saying, well, here comes the cloud seeders, and we'd watch storms decreasing in intensity. And Director Langer down at North Dakota Cloud Modification Project has told me, he says, when we see these storms, they do weaken somewhat. And to me, you cannot reverse a process of a growing, strengthening thunderstorm, reverse it, weaken it, and tell me that you're not affecting us.
So in that case, you're saying the whole idea is to suppress hail, and it's not suppressing hail. Are you also then saying it's causing a lack of moisture and the reason for less moisture?
Well, I think from what you said we're blaming the drought on the cloud seeding, and I want to make clear that we're not. What we're raising issue here is that when we're in an environment that we're in right now, if you hinder, for farmers, it always comes down to one or two rains a year. My neighbor likes to say it's the 4th of July and the state fair. We're 0 for 2 or 0 for 1 and a half, whatever you want to call it. We haven't had any rain now those 2 days. And we only get so many chances. And last week there was something like 16 flights flown, I believe it was, up here. We had great building storms coming this direction. You can watch the Stanley radar. You see the swarm of killer bees hit at the planes from Weather Modification, Inc., and they disappear. My question is then, what they will say, they say those storms were weakening on their own and Mother Nature took care of them. Then my point as a taxpayer is, why do we pay these people to go up there and provide a service that Mother Nature is providing for free? And the problem with it, we cannot prove what would have happened had they not been there. And we can't prove anything that would have maybe happened had they not been there in Ward County for something like 38 years. Because we have seeded every single cloud that has come through this county for so long, we don't know what normal is.
All right, what about those points? And Roger, same question, basically. Neil Bracken from Weather Modification to Roger's points. What facts counter those arguments to say, that's just simply not the case?
Well, I think those are great observations from Roger's perspective, and it's great to hear that, you know, he's certainly got a vested interest and a long-time interest in weather and weather modification and cloud seeding, certainly being a farmer here in the region but passionate about the weather, and he's watching the operations and watching the Stanley radar, and so it's great to have a person who's knowledgeable and watching what's going on, because we think there's a really good story to tell here with weather modification. And you hit on the points of the design of the program, and the science behind it is spearheaded directly towards modifying particular clouds and particular systems with the goal of hail suppression. Western North Dakota, this region has a long history, decades history, of one of the hardest hit regions in the country for hail and hail damage in crops. And weather modification and cloud seeding is part of that solution. And you can come up with individual observations and individual storms and examples of where hail is not eliminated, and that's not the realistic goal of the program. Is not hail elimination, it's hail suppression and hail reduction. And fortunately, there have been some extensive independent studies done for large sample sizes, published and accredited with the American Meteorological Society and great institutions like North Dakota State University, that show the data over a long period of time in these controlled areas of cloud seeding has a significant benefit in the neighborhood of 45% reduction of the hail damage losses.
To Roger's point on the frequency of the hail, you're saying there would be more of it but for what you're doing.
That's what the studies show. Absolutely.
Hold that thought. More coming up with our guests on What's On Your Mind, live from the North Dakota State Fair.
I know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
I love telling our listeners about things I own because I can tell you wholeheartedly they're the best. And Tropitone patio furniture is that, from hot spring spas and pool tables too. Why is this the best, Vince?
Well, it's commercial. They started in 1959, and the first 15 years of their business, they were commercial only, and then opened up to the private sector. Like if you go to Vegas or anywhere on vacation, typically your outdoor furniture is going to be Tropitone. 15-year warranty. It's very comfortable. Is it the cheapest stuff out there? No, it's not meant to be. But you will enjoy it more than any other patio furniture you could get anywhere.
Talk about the fire table. That's great.
That is the best because, you know, it's a 90,000 BTU fire table. We use it every night. You don't smell like smoke when you go in, so you don't have to throw your clothes away or shower. And you can put it right on your deck by code. So
hot spring spas and pool tables, too. See some great Tropitone furniture today. Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, too. HotspringND.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
State Fair. Hey, the best of the West is Watford City. Some great hotel facilities have a great deal if you mention Best of the West. They did this just for our listeners. It's kind of fun. I talk so often about Watford City, how it's not the same. It's actually better and everything that's going on. And I really want you to just get up there and see it and stay in great places like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missourian and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. And they're as nice as anything of the Twin Cities, Minneapolis. Great hotel facilities. And they are just absolutely welcoming group of people looking for you to coming up there. The promo code Best of the West gets you 10% savings off their best rate and an exclusive coupon book for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to that all-new Rough Rider Center. Best of the West for a great stay. We'll see you in Watford City. Back with our conversation now with four guests. Daryl Lease is here from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We're also chatting with Berthold Farmer, Roger Nesham, and President of Weather Modification, Neil Bracken. Guys, only about 5 minutes left. I just want to kind of open this up. I know we're going to do this later, too, and encourage folks to come back and join us after the show for the After the Show show at about 11:30. And we'll do this for an audience. And if you're here for Ag Day at the fair, come on over and join the discussion and have at it with a couple of experts here. Daryl, you were making a point earlier that some parts of the state, they have no idea what we're talking about here, right? This is not done in most counties in North Dakota.
Right, right. And that's, you know, since we have Neil here, if, Neil, you could let all of Scott's listeners know where the counties are that have the current modification in place and how many counties have had it and dropped it over the years.
Well, yeah, there's currently five counties in western North Dakota that have it. We have Bowman and Slope County in the southwest, and up in this region have Ward, Montreal, and McKenzie County, who are participants in the current program. And there has been counties that have come into the program and then dropped the program. And really, to the benefit and looking at all the data that we have, again, decades worth of data, the benefit of the program could be expanded with expansion and additional funding into the program. And we welcome at any time studies, independent studies. All of the data is open source. We share all of the data real time. We share the studies that have been completed, again, by academic institutions and third parties for the data, because it shows positive results, and we'd love to see promotion of the science and application of weather modification and cloud seeding, and so this is an opportunity to bring that discussion forward.
Roger, have you done any comparison between the five counties that have it and those that don't, and any differences either drought-wise or hail-wise?
Yeah, but first off, to counter what he was saying, National Research Council did a conclude. They had a study on weather modification. There's at the end of the study, it's inconclusive. There is nothing that statistically points out that it's good or bad. Darren Langrud is in the Bowman County Pioneer last September talking about it. He says statistically we can't prove it either way. So you read that stuff that says it's statistically insignificant. I'll give that, because I'm not accusing one way or another. I'm asking the questions. But then when you want to look at local data here, Ward County has the highest hail insurance premiums of the surrounding counties who do not seed clouds. Renville to our north is 20% cheaper. Botno, 30% cheaper. McHenry County, 20% cheaper.
Why would that be, Neil?
Well, I think that's what we mentioned is a good part of this discussion, and a piece of B is insurance organizations and the insurance industry. What we can say in comparative other places where we operate, you know, West North Dakota is not an island with hail suppression cloud seeding. It happens in a number of countries around the world. And for example, we run an operational cloud seeding program for the city of Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Been doing it for 22 years and is 100% sponsored by insurance companies. And so these insurance companies are looking at the data and they're looking at the results of the operational cloud seeding, and they've been investing in this in more than two decades. So they know the numbers and they look at the results.
I would think, obviously, the insurance companies got their actuarial tables and all their data.
Exactly, and that's where we get hail insurance premiums up here. I mean, that's no joke. It is what it is. And the difference between Calgary and Minot, I don't know if anybody's ever been to Calgary, but if you look outside the city of Calgary, there's mountains. You have a totally different topography and climate. But a place that is similar to North Dakota is Northwest Kansas. There were 14 counties in a hail suppression project there. You know how many are left today? Seeding? Zero. If this worked and was proven to work, why have we dropped? And you notice he said cities or countries. It used to be the United States that had projects. Well, the United States projects have dwindled to here, and they've gone overseas. In the places that talk most about weather mod, it's kind of funny, they're communist countries, Soviet Union and China. China claims they stopped rainfall with weather modification for the 2008 Beijing Olympics. Made the rain drop elsewhere. I'm just repeating what I read in news stories. Business, they're everywhere.
We're going to pick up on this later today. We'll start at 11:30 on the Dakota Talent stage. They call it, I guess, the Dakota Flickertail stage between the Midway and the campers on the main entrance into the North Dakota State Fair. So I hope you'll come back and join us for this later on. Daryl, anything else you want to say before we go besides stop by and see the racing pigs when you're here?
Yeah, the number one attraction.
Exactly.
Of course,
right.
Yeah.
See, I posted about it already on Facebook. It is mine.
Yeah. No, I just want to thank you, Scott, for you know, taking the time on your show. I once again, I want to thank Neil and Roger, and we'll get into some more in-depth questions and hopefully some questions from the crowd that shows up. You know, we at NDFB, we want to have the discussions. We've never run from a hard debate or a tough discussion.
That's for sure.
And so this is one of those that we want all of our members, we want all the people in North Dakota to be able to ask questions and get their questions answered that they may have.
Sounds good. Dear Elise, President of North Dakota Farm Bureau, and our guest, Weather Modification, and Roger, farmer out of Berthold. Good stuff. Appreciate it all, and we'll do it again at 11:30. More coming up. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall after the break. Don't go away.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224.
800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.